on car insurance.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink?
Hello.
Good morning to the Doug Steffen Show.
Welcome to the Good Day Program.
Yeah.
Not the Doug Steffen program, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
That's right. That's too long sometimes.
Yeah. How about the Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Phil Lempert?
I like that.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Music to your ears. Phil Lempert is a predictor of the future. And as the supermarket guru, he's into the food news. And if you'd like to sign up for a supermarket guru daily news flash, you can do it by going to DougSteffen.com, clicking on Phil's picture. He sort of looks like a professor. Have you ever thought that when you look at his picture?
He looks smart. He looks like a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's got his...
Are you smart, Phil?
No.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
No.
Oh, of course you are. You wouldn't be where you are if it weren't for your being smart. There are various
ways.
Well,
I think a lot of it just has to do with learning how to listen. And, you know, going into supermarkets and going up to consumers and talking to them. In fact, Tuesday this past week, I was in Norfolk, Virginia, and talking to the people who run our military commissaries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, military commissaries have really come under a lot of pressure because while it's a great, you know, benefit to those people in the military, now that you've got the local Walmarts and some of the other stores that basically can match the prices, how do commissaries really ramp up and listen, you know, to what their customers, you know, who come in basically just twice a month when they get paid.
Yep.
And then they stock up. You know, it's a whole different business. And one of the things that I heard from, you know, the deputy secretary and some of the people who are running it is they've got bigger challenges, especially when it comes to health and wellness, mm-hmm. than anyone else does. And they're just trying to, you know, hone those listening skills.
Really?
Yeah.
So to whom are they listening beside you?
Well, they're starting to listen to the people who are coming in. But if you look at the amount of obesity, onset diabetes, and so on, especially with the retired military, not active military, but the retired military who still goes to the commissaries, they have a huge problem. They don't know what to eat. Mm. And because the commissary system is built on efficiency versus service, if you would, they can't afford to have dietitians in the stores and all these other programs that, you know, traditional supermarkets like Hy-Vee and so on have. So it's really a challenge for them.
Yeah. So what do you see is the outcome? A lot of people listening to this program, certainly we have a focus on the military today and this weekend more than most of the time. And so what's the solution? What did you tell them? What did they learn from listening to you?
Well, hopefully, what they learned is that they've got to get involved in health and wellness, that it's not just being on the sidelines of it and looking in as an observer, but you've got to do it. Otherwise, you're going to lose these customers. And just to give you some idea, you know, commissaries are $20 billion a year worth of business.
Really?
So, I mean, this is something.
Are these
huge.
Privately, again, to understand, are they privately run on the bases?
No.
Or are they run by the government?
Run by the government.
Uh-huh.
This is a government situation.
So why would we have that? Why wouldn't we have a private company doing it and not, and forget about the government running it? Why does the government have to be involved?
Well, I'm not sure that that's a question for me. That's probably a question for Gates, Secretary Gates.
Well, but in terms of all of this concern, the government shouldn't, in my estimation, be involved in this business. There ought to be some private contractor that runs this instead of the government. So yet another way of getting more people employed by the government, more retirement, all that stuff, which isn't really what we're talking about, but I'm just thinking out loud. How many people knew that we had this kind of a business operating by the federal government. $20 billion a year?
20, yep.
Wow.
Look at this craziness. The government's taking business away from a business, in essence. Bid it out.
But can a business, you know, have prices that are a third less?
You just said that Walmart's prices were the same.
Correct.
So?
On many of the
I'm interested in promoting Walmart, but somebody else has got to be able to figure it out. They're really not that smart at Walmart.
Well, I think they're pretty smart at Walmart.
I'm not sure how smart they are.
I think they're pretty
smart. If they were smart, they'd have
the
clean store
in the world. You know, my wife was just in there, and she's like, I hate that store. It's so dark. It's so dirty. It's so...
Right. But they're the largest food retailer in the world.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Biggest retailer, no matter food, the biggest retailer in the world.
Yeah. So they must be doing something right.
Well, they're cheap. And that's what American want. America wants cheap food. That's what you say every week when you're here, Phil.
Exactly.
Lebert,
and that's our problem.
Yeah.
That's our problem. Because if the farmer can't make enough money, if the food manufacturer can't, they've got to cut corners, which is why, you know, we have 400 head of cattle being slaughtered an hour. Yeah. Then we're surprised that we've got, you know,
right. And then the government comes in and tries to shut these guys down. Well, it's your policies. And as much as I don't like government policy by any stretch of the imagination here, part of it is due to what people say they want based on lots of other bad government. But it's like a ring around the rosy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really is.
I agree. But we've got to talk about something very important.
Which is?
Our bat population is declining. Well,
the bat population
is declining.
Oh, that sounds very important.
It is important.
It is. We've lost a million bats in the past year. And keep in mind that bats, nocturnal creatures, eat certain insects for our crops.
It's like the bees.
So without bats, you're going to have to use more pesticides.
Oh, great. That's not in the offing for me, but a lot of farmers, that would become more expensive. A lot of farmers, that's the way they do things, to make sure that the whatever it is, the pest or the pest, the pest could be in the form of weeds, could be in the form of things that are. I could see the bats eating the worms that grow in corn. That kind of stuff.
I think they'll eat the flying insects, don't they?
Yeah. I am very upset about the corn crop this year.
You have reason to be upset.
Yeah, because if people go into supermarkets, for the most part, and every week I visit between 10 and 15 stores. Now this week not as much because I got caught in all the weather problems trying to traverse the country.
Back and forth, yeah.
But, you know, more and more supermarkets are selling corn that has, you know, the top and the bottom cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have that silk, you know, coming out of the pointy side of the ear of corn.
Top of the corn, you know, top of the ear.
That,
yeah,
to me is a signal that there were insects in that corn, mm-hmm, and not to buy.
All right. Well, here now, let me tell you, that may or may not be true. The reality is that corn borers, the worms that get into corn that are grown organically, that don't use pesticides and sprays, they will never hurt you. There's nothing about them other than they're unsightly. You cut them off. That's what we do. I'm growing some sweet corn for a fellow that's got an ice cream stand. And because we won't treat it with, I don't spray anything, I don't use any chemicals, none of that stuff on anything that I grow. So there'll be borers at the top, and they'll cut it off. That doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that there was a borer. Now, could there be other things?
Yeah, I don't want a corn with an insect in it. I'm sorry.
But you don't have the corn with an insect in it. If the borer is cut out, it's gone.
Cut it out. It's just
gone.
Living there.
It's gone. It was there.
Yeah. But you wouldn't realize. But you see, this is the psychology of what you're looking at. Do I have any credibility here?
You know, but it's because you grow it. Because I will tell you something. People laugh at me because of my avocado tree that I have with my lovely, delicious avocados. Mm. I will eat the ones that the squirrels have gnawed into and exposed the seed. Yeah. I'll eat those. I'll just cut off the part that the squirrel ate.
The deer
think that's so gross.
Make a mess out of the squash. In most parts of the country, they gnaw away. They just cut it away. You don't know. The stuff that you get in the, you're suggesting, when you see the squash cut up and put under plastic in a wrapper in the food store, you don't know whether the deer's been eating that or not.
Plastic wrap, the styrofoam package. Yeah. It's in the nice, neat little container in your grocery store. Yeah. We're not used to seeing it in its raw state and its raw form. I tell you, when I go to Colombia and they just have the raw meat laying there.
Can I tell you something, Phil? Ride,
it's like, ugh.
If you were to examine what's in a can of Dole's corn, you find lots of pieces of borers and everything else in there.
Of course, that's why I don't buy canned corn. And I barbecue my corn. I'm sorry. I just don't want corn with corn.
You know what?
That was filled with thing.
Right. I'm going to come out to visit you sometime late in the summer. I'm going to bring you some corn and the cut the top of it off. And we're going to go. Nice. Laura's going to cook us some. We're going to eat it, and you're going to love it.
I'm sure, but also talking about sweet corn and something that most people don't understand, to Doug's credit, doesn't use any pesticides, but, you know, sweet corn, which represents less than 1% of all corn that's grown every year, is the most heavily sprayed with pesticides.
Yep.
The average crop, 20 times.
Yeah, every week.
Pesticides. Twenty times.
They spray it every week to keep the corn borers from growing. That's what they do. Yep. Any ear of corn that you get, if it's completely whole, it's been sprayed. That's the only way you're going to avoid borers, because they're everywhere. They are, and even with the population of the bees going to be a problem, the borers, their eggs and stuff are in the wind everywhere. They're everywhere. You're probably breathing.
Kernels of corn. Mm.
Yeah.
That added protein is
good for
great.
You. Speaking of added speaking of added protein, Phil's performance here, like it or not, brought to you by the folks at the Egg Board. Start off your day with an egg, all-natural, high-quality protein. What do you say to those people who say, eggs aren't that good for you, Phil?
I say they're wrong.
Yes, they are.
They're wrong. Only 15 cents for an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Under 70 calories, these are terrific. And you don't have to worry about any worms in the eggs.
No worms in the eggs.
No worms.
Okay, so that's it.
I'm on an anti-worm campaign.
Write this down, Richie.
Yeah.
There are no worms in eggs.
There are no worms in eggs.
No worms in eggs.
They can't get through the shell.
And, exactly. You can stand on the shell.
That's nature's perfect package.
Right, exactly. You cannot stand on an ear of corn without squishing the corn. You can stand on an egg and it won't break.
Exactly.
As long as, yes, it is true.
Yes, it is.
Stand on
equalized
it?
Pressure.
You have to have it
on an egg, it can never break.
Not on its side. It has to be upright.
I'll believe the worm hater.
Yep. There it is. The story of the incredible
the
edible egg brought to you by the incredible unedible Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Amdro Amplop presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Make a savings getaway at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Save 25 to 50% throughout the store. Swimwear for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Summer sandals, $34.99 to $69.99. Men's polos, $14.99. And 50% plus an extra 10% off luggage. Plus get an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or Wild Savings Pass. Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Great story.
I knew a man, Bojangles, yep.
Great
and
story.
Danced for you.
Bum, 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 bum.
In worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe jumped so high, jumped so high.
All right, I'm going to try this and see if it works.
No, you have alternative words.
No, I have a question about Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, okay.
Because there really was a Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, there was?
Yep.
Doesn't he run Bojangles Restaurant?
I hope his family's getting a piece of it. Now, this guy was a dancer, and he taught, among other things, Sammy Davis Jr. how to dance. He taught Shirley Temple how to dance. He taught many of the early stars how to dance. He became internationally well-known, but by his nickname, Mr. Bojangles. What's his real name? 800-510-8255. Who was this man? I will tell you, his nickname was Bill, but that wasn't his real name. His real name, please. And we're going to have to make this short because
Bill
we're going
Bojangles?
To... But Bill Bojangles? No, it wasn't Bill Bojangles.
He's from one of my favorite cities.
Richmond.
No.
Yes.
Well, he may be
reading,
from there.
That's where he was born.
But he's a street performer in New Orleans.
Yeah. He moved to New Orleans when he was a kid. But he was born in Richmond, Virginia. 800-510-8255. Who is, or better yet, who was, Mr. Bojangles? That was how he was known. He taught lots of really big performers in the 30s and 40s how to dance. His name, please, for the swell Doug Steffen Prize, 800-510-8255. Who was Mr. Bojangles? Peter Greenberg, some terrible stories of natural disasters, something you may not have known about them, coming up in a few minutes. We're going to also meet a gentleman who's very big on the home front, if you will. Danny Lipford is a guy who specializes in helping people who have problems at home, and so we're going to meet him and find out how we can fix maybe some of the problems that you have at your home. That's coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, at DougSteffen.com, the video of the day, one of them this week, it really was cool, Jimmy Kimmel joined with Boys to Men in a tribute to Oprah Winfrey.
He was one of the Boys to Men. It's
he
really
was.
Funny.
It's hard to say goodbye to Oprah. Here is the audio from the video. You can check out at DougSteffen.com.
Say goodbye. to what we had. The good times that made us laugh now make us sad. I thought she'd be with us forever, but forever was not to be. It's so hard to say goodbye to Oprah Winfrey.
It's cool. Yeah, funny stuff. That's one of the videos today this week. Jimmy Kimmel and Boys to Men saying goodbye to Oprah. Bye, Oprah. Why, do you think she's going away? Come on.
Yeah, she'll be back.
She'll be back.
Like
okay.
Says.
Let's see if we can find out. She may be back sooner than Arnold will be back under the circumstances. All right, let's see here. Doug is in Cameron Park, California. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
And what do you believe Mr. Bojangles' real name to be?
Well, I was going to guess Bill Johnson.
That's a good guess. Not the right one, but that's close. Lynn, what do you think his name is?
Bill Bojangles Robinson.
You're closer. Brenda, what's his full real name?
It's Luther Robinson.
Luther Robinson is his name. Luther Robinson was Mr. Bojangles. So, Brenda, you get the prize. Hold on just a second. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. We've heard some terrible stories of natural disasters lately, but here's something you may not know. Historically, excessive heat has killed more Americans than hurricanes, lightning, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes combined. So before you head out on your family summer vacation, here's what you need to know. Even just 2 hours a day inside an air-conditioned room decreases the risk of heat-related illness. Instead of planning a full day's outing, why don't you schedule several breaks? The National Weather Service advisories are broadcast where the heat index is between 105 and 110 degrees for up to 3 hours. But less extreme temperatures can also be harmful, so pay attention to local media reports. Common sense is a big factor here. Wear lightweight, light-colored, and loose-fitting clothing that covers as much skin as possible. Eat several small meals instead of three large ones, and avoid drinks with alcohol and caffeine because that's going to dehydrate you big time. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold-processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Memorial Day weekend, you're probably going to spend many of a lot of time at home. I know I started, although it's not because I'm around my home a lot in the summertime. The radio program originates from a studio in my home on the farm in Massachusetts, and I feel like this is, I'm focused on how it looks. Matter of fact, I'm just talking to Edgar Ritchie about things that need to be done around here, yeah. Fixing the fence around the pool, uh-huh. And doing the weeding around to get the flower beds opened up, and the pool is, as of yesterday, open and getting cleaned up. All I have to do now is get the heater going so I can get it up to 90 degrees like I like it, and we all said, then I don't have to take a shower anymore. Just take the soap and
jump
into the pool.
You just take
back into that
there.
Tradition.
That freaks me out a little, not going to lie.
Now, is that any worse than having a corn borer in your corn? For those of you who weren't listening a few minutes ago, we were talking to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, who is one of the best, neatest guys I have met. I'm so fortunate. I have a lot of great people associated with the program. He's very smart, and he's very good at what he does.
And
everybody knows who he is.
Gets worms, everybody.
So yeah. He said he wouldn't, not he would not guy. Eat corn that had the top cut off of it. And I said, that's foolish. That's silly, because most every ear of corn, what's better? Having an ear of corn with a borer that was on it, and you chop off the end of it, so that there's no borer there, but it wasn't sprayed, or to have corn to get sprayed, as he suggested, every week through the productive time, through the when the ears begin to formulate on the stalk of the corn until the corn is actually harvested, most of the producers spray the corn. So that means that what you're eating has been sprayed by God knows what, something strong enough to kill a borer. So, you know, when you cook it in the pot, all right, so maybe you're getting rid of all this stuff. But if you cook it on the grill, you don't get rid of that stuff. So what does that tell you? I'd rather have, it's just understanding the real way that all of this sort of thing works. I can understand
maybe we
that.
We should ask our guest, Danny Lipford, if he likes worms.
Well, we will. Danny will be happy. Danny has never been with us before, but we decided we'd have some fun. It's always good to
boil or grill,
meet
Danny.
New people.
Danny, you a boiler or a griller? Neither a boiler nor a griller bee, perhaps.
I tell you, I love getting out on the grill. We use it all the time, but I thought I was killing all of the bacteria and borers and everything else. I didn't realize that.
Well, see, there you go. Now, aren't you happy you've learned something from us before we learn anything from you?
I know. That's awesome.
Perfect. You're killing them, and you're burning them. They're dead. Yeah. They're just still there, what you're saying.
It's like a little baby worm burger.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that what Phil said? It was protein, just a little extra. Protein. Danny Lipford is a veteran remodeling contractor and an expert on the homes and home improvement. He's the host of the television program Today's Homeowner. And you know what? It's really a coincidence. It's kind of like the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There's the name of the program. You've got to find somebody named Doug Steffen. So the homeowner, Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, they found a guy named Danny who knew something about houses. And here he is. He talks a lot about products and trends. So when people come to you, whether it be on television or on radio or when they come to you, because you still have an active contracting business, right?
Yeah, I'm still on it. It's my 32nd year in business. Started when I was 21, just not able to be involved in it as much as I used to be, but still just love getting out there and seeing these houses that we grab from neglected, ugly, turning them into really nice-looking places to live. So
is that what you do with the television program, or that's what your construction company does, rehabs old homes and makes them new again?
Pretty much both. I mean, with the television show, we really focus on very practical, realistic projects, things that are on people's minds that they want to do and kind of guide them through it, not just the do-it-yourselfer, but also the what we call the home enthusiast that wants to be involved a little bit, but maybe they don't want to get out there and do all the work, but they want to know everything that's taking place at their home. Mm-hmm. So we kind of hit both sides of that fence.
You may have seen on the early show, or Regis and Kelly, Rachel Ray on the open house party, Danny come with his tips and his tales. Somebody who talks like you, for whatever the reason, seems to have more credibility when it comes to tales. People expect a guy who's from the South to have tales, you know, stories to tell, right? I mean, isn't that true? Really and truly, that's what people think.
Well, especially when you're out in the contracting field, there are a lot of things that happen here and there that are kind of funny. And also, many homeowners share with us different situations that happen to them. And so it's there's some funny things that can happen. And there's some things that can happen when you've been proving your home that are not funny at the time.
Right.
But later on, they're funny when you look back at it.
Okay, so we celebrate Memorial Day in many different ways. A lot of times, as I was saying a few minutes ago, it becomes the opening door. The boat goes out. The pool gets opened. People start barbecuing. They start looking around, and they see, as they haven't really looked as well, perhaps, as they do this weekend, at things that need to be fixed in outdoor living areas.
Mm-hmm.
What more often than not seems to be the number one project that gets started around this time of year that is pretty much the same every year? What one thing do you think people most find that they're surprised to find, and then what do they do about fixing it?
Well, absolutely, you know, not a favorite task of anybody, but cleaning and really getting those deck and the patio and the mold and the mildew and dirt and debris that's accumulated there over the winter, getting rid of that is generally the first thing on people's list. Of course, once you do that, you realize there's a few boards that need to be repaired. Maybe the railings on the deck need to be supported a little bit better to make them safer. So that's one of the things that people tackle. And also, I think people are very anxious to get a few plants in the ground,
mm-hmm.
Maybe improving the perimeter around the deck, around the patio, maybe a little curb appeal effort. So planting those plants so that you can enjoy them during the summer is also way up on the list.
Can you help people decide where to go? A lot of the home improvement stores sell this stuff. Is it better to go to the local guy who's a grower and get this sort of thing as it is with your veggies? Or do plants not have the same sort of intrigue with people or interest? If one plant's the same as another plant?
Well, you bring up something pretty important there, is to make sure that you're buying plants that do flourish well in your area, because some of the big box stores do ship in nice, pretty looking plants that may not do so well in your part of the country, and also in your part of the yard where it may be sunny or not so sunny. That kind of thing needs to be considered when you're selecting those plants. But the local guys, the local garden guys, are really going to advise you probably better than someone in the aisles of the garden center.
Is there something, Danny, that is universal that I can't kill no matter where I live? Because I'm working on my patio right now, so if there's something hardy should know about, tell me.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. You know, any type of vines like the Asiatic jasmine and any of those real Carolina jasmine, any of those creeping type of plants like that, they're pretty hardy. Also, a lot of the grasses like the border grasses and liriope and those type of plants that are used, really nice to maybe cover up an area in the yard that have not been very successful in growing grass. Plant these out there about 18 inches apart, and they will usually flourish, and pretty hard to kill those.
All right, so there you go, Jennifer. You got it?
Got it. And I like jasmine, so that works for me, too.
Now, I'm wondering whether Jennifer, who's actually, she lives alone, but she's pretty handy in her house. She's got a nice house in sort of the slums of Los Angeles.
I was waiting. This is the first time you've ever said I have sort of a nice house.
Well, you have a nice, it's a cute house, but it's not in the best neighborhood.
No.
So how can she take some of the things that she's creative, and her father's close enough so he can help her, too, to come up with things that maybe not expensive but make your yard look different than everybody else's?
Well, certainly paint does a world of good, you know, on fresh coat of paint on the front door, handrails, shutters, anything along those lines. Nice numbers, brand new numbers on the house. Always add a lot. New hardware on the front door. The front door is kind of the face of the house, so you need it looking good. It needs to be a very welcome type of feel to it. And then anything that you see that your eye catches, cracks in the driveway, in the sidewalk, any of those areas need to be addressed. And also the mailbox. Hey, put a new coat of paint on the mailbox. Plant a plant out there. That's one of the first things you see when you come up to a house. All of those little things that catch your eye, address those. It's low cost, and it'll make a big impact on the overall look of the house.
And makes the home feel welcoming. If you're about that, if you want people to feel good when they come to your home, to feel like this is a warm place, an inviting place, that little bit doesn't cost a lot of money, a little bit of time. Makes a lot of difference. It really does. I agree with you.
It does. And you hear the realtors talk about it all the time, how important that curb appeal is when you're selling a house. But certainly, you know, having one. And it's surprising how many people can't even get in their front door. You know, over all my years as a remodeling contractor, knocking on doors, and people will say, go around back. Because some of them don't have a key to their front door because they just never use it. But still, it needs to look good.
Danny, thank you for visiting with us. Some good ideas, Jennifer, for you to think about. Danny Lipford is here from Homefront and today's homeowner. You might want to check out his website. Pretty easy to find.
This is going to be a duh.
DannyLipford.com. Danny, thanks for being here. Happy Memorial Day to you and your family.
Hey, my pleasure, too. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yep, take good care. 16 before the hour, Dr. Ken, in a moment. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this anti-aging cream, talking about making over your house and your yard. How about making over your face? Anti-aging cream called Tautinol does the trick. First of all, it protects your skin. It moisturizes it. And in doing so, it takes care of the fine lines that are all over, like your jaw and your forehead. We talk about some of the other things, the luminol, which is basically just for your eyes. This is not for your eyes. You don't want to get this that close to your eyes. This is for your whole, this is a protector. It has antioxidants. Tautinol has antioxidants that combat wrinkles from forming, even helps diminish the fine lines and wrinkles that you already have. Tautinol has hyaluronic acid, that too, which helps moisturize and smooth your skin. See, that's why I leave that to Dr. Ken, because he's much better at saying that.
He knows all the fancy words. It's
called HA. You can take it internally or externally. Great stuff. It'll lubricate your skin, protect it. It's a wonderful cream. I love it, and you'll be convinced that it's great, too. You can try a free bottle. Order to get one free, and there's another free gift that comes when you dial 800-607-7078 and ask for Tautinol. 800-607-7078. As you get into the summertime, Memorial Day weekend, a great time to be thinking about how to protect your skin. This is not sunblock. This is better because it helps you both externally and internally. Call right away for your buy two, get one free of Tautinol with a free gift. 800-607-7078.
To honor those who protect our freedom this Memorial Day, one organization's mission is to remind us that casualties of military service go beyond the battlefield. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A study by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs shows 87% of families of killed or wounded service members do not qualify for Veterans Administration federal educational benefits. To help, Major Dan Rooney started Folds of Honor 4 years ago with a mission to provide post-secondary education scholarships to the families of our fallen and disabled. In support of the cause, Budweiser will donate $100 for each home run this season to Folds of Honor as part of its Here's to the Heroes home run program. They will also donate a portion of sales in the weeks before July 4th to raise as much as $2 million for the foundation. Major Dan Rooney, former F-16 pilot with 3 tours in Iraq and foundation founder.
While we can never replace the loss of loved ones, Budweiser's support of our efforts will expand our mission to help these deserving families.
Adults can visit Budweiser on Facebook for more on the program.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com. Ultimate new car marketplace.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour, and the broadcast brought to you by Body Bio Report. All you have to do here is go to bodybioreport.com to register for your free report. You want to find out what's really in your system, whether you're lacking in zinc or magnesium or iodine or vitamin D or whatever it is. You'll have a blood test, send it to them, or they'll actually arrange the whole thing for you, get the blood test, and then you send it down to them, and they are really doctors, Ken, but they've studied medicine, right? And the effect of various things on your body, how to make your body healthier and better able to deal with illnesses or ward them off, I guess, is a better way of looking at it, right?
Well, using medical research and your own blood test, what they do is they allow you to stop wasting your money on unnecessary supplements. Don't take them when you don't need them to get adverse effects. On your specific blood test, what supplements you actually need.
All right, so that's Body Bio Report. Enter the code Dr. Ken, and you will save about 20% on your order when you're working with Body Bio Report. Call them. Actually, no, you can't call them. This is one of the few places you have to go online, right, Ken? There's no way of calling them, which is kind of interesting.
Exactly.
If you get more information, you understand how it works better when you see it right in front of you. BodyBioReport.com. Register for your report. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save money as you get on the path to healthy, balanced body chemistry. Now, first item up, I said we would talk about this. I was talking earlier about the study which questions the treatments used to prevent heart disease that are focused on cholesterol. What's really the story all about?
Doug, our own National Institutes of Health, the NIH, rarely stops a study, but yesterday they stopped the study. And very importantly, this is a study that was paid for by the drug company Abbott Laboratories to help show that their drug Niaspan, which is long-acting extended niacin, which all of you go to your drug stores, your grocery store, and you buy over the counter, and the drug company was trying to prove that niacin actually, by increasing good cholesterol and lowering triglycerides, will help prevent heart attacks. And intuition, yourself included, have been self-medicating, doing all this, thinking it logically, you increase the good cholesterol, which you do in this study, you lower the triglycerides, which you do in this study, but guess what? No reduction in heart attacks and a small increase in strokes. So the NIH immediately stopped the study, which they weren't even funding, but was totally funded by the drug company.
Well, but they stopped it. There's not harm in taking niacin.
Let me repeat it. Yes, there was a small increase in the number of strokes in the people taking the niacin compared to those who were not.
Small increase.
Any increase.
Why would they stop the study? Why would they let it?
Because there was no benefit, absolutely no benefit, no reduction in heart attacks, even though they proved the good cholesterol went up and they proved the bad triglycerides went down, but there was no decrease in heart attacks.
So niacin is the concern, not whether or not
low. Correct.
So low, what I'm confused about is whether or not low good cholesterol is still a problem.
But that's another issue. Uh-huh. You can't use intuition. We know statins, which lower the bad cholesterol, definitely prevent heart attacks and strokes.
But there are other things that happen if you use
exactly.
them. All right, 51 After with Dr. Ken.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We celebrate Ian Fleming. The theme from James Bond, if he were still alive, Ian Fleming. Actually, I think he is still alive. I think, Chucker, do you know for sure? Somebody quickly, Richie, Google this, will you, for me? I think Ian Fleming is still alive. I think he's 103 tomorrow. I think he is. Go check that out.
Let's see.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
Died.
No.
What?
No.
1964, age 56.
Ian Fleming died in when he was 56?
Yes.
So what is this, his birthday? He would have been 103 if he lived to tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, that's not as anywhere near as exciting as if he was still alive at 103. Yeah.
You were just off by about 47 years, Doug.
That's all right. It won't be the first time, Chucker, nor the last.
You know what else he wrote that I had no idea?
What?
This is a great question.
Good, Rich. We'll decide that. What's the... What do you...
Get one.
Why, you started something and now you can't finish
Chitty
it.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Really? Well, there
Very
you go.
Interesting.
Aren't you glad?
How
Chucker,
you go from
did you
James
know that?
Bond to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I did not know
that. All right, so two people didn't know it. A lot of people listening didn't know it. So aren't you glad you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program? 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. We're going to run through a number of things that are going on this weekend at the box office. So we'll have that information for you, plus maybe a little movie news. So cue up for that. It's happening in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The weekend weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, save 40% on an Adirondack chair, now just $29.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro potting mix for $8.99 each with a $5 mail-in rebate available. So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
Prices good at participating Ace stores May 27th through 30th. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
All right, the weekend is here, actually. The weekend is here. The weekend is here. So, Chucker, this time of year, movies, especially with the holiday weekend, and I guess it happens at Christmas, too, for Memorial Day, for 4th of July, the movies don't usually open on Friday. They open the Wednesday before the Friday, right?
But in this case, this weekend, the movies open on Thursday, not Wednesday, which is slightly unusual. Hangover 2 open on Thursday. Actually, if you want to count the Midnight Wednesday, and also the animated Kung Fu Panda 2. Now, The Hangover 2, from what I hear, did big business. Midnight shows on Wednesday. It's on target to do about $125 million this weekend. You know, believe it or not, The Hangover was one of the most profitable films ever made. I think the budget was like $30 million. It did about $500 million worldwide. It was very, very successful.
So who the heck goes to see these movies? Is it mostly kids who don't have to go to work, just out of college or whatever? Who the heck sees a movie on Thursday night at midnight and then goes to work the next morning at 8 o'clock?
That's a good question. Evidently, a lot of people. I mean, a lot of these films do 4 or 5 million, these popular summer films on these midnight shows. So there is a big market, and they do sell out.
Yeah. All right.
We should do it once, Doug. We should go to the
movies. It's not you, and it's just not me.
Well, I wouldn't go to the movies at midnight.
Well, actually, I did. I went to see The Dark Knight midnight when it opened.
Yeah, but you don't have to get up. You have your own business. You can show up when you want to. It's not like you got to be there at 8 o'clock. The only thing you got to be here for is us when we call.
As Mel Brooks said, it's good to be king. Yep, you're right.
That's true. Matthew McConaughey and Hilary Swank are in the Dallas Buyers Club. What do you know about that movie?
Guy, I don't really know much about it.
AIDS, supposedly. He began smuggling alternative drugs into our country to help himself. And this is his story. It's not like kind of a downer, or maybe it's an upper at the end. We're just talking about these studies that are done with Dr. Ken and how much of the drama in life is about medicine, isn't it? I mean, if you think about any number of stories that have dealt with people in their dying days. And what they go through, you know, the Tom Hanks movie of the guy who had AIDS, wasn't that Philadelphia? What was that movie called?
That was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Yeah. You won an Oscar for that. I got one big casting story.
Yes.
Actress Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel officially signing on to be the two female leads in the Total Recall remake. Actor Colin Farrell, which we've discussed many times on this spot, will fill in for the Arnold Schwarzenegger role. And Les Weissman, who directed the Underworld films and the last Die Hard film, will helm the project.
Wow.
Right.
Well,
that's a hobby.
Buff babes in that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chucker. Charles Curry is here on Good Day.